The Possibility Path Program, a life coaching program based on Book One, A Field of Possibilities through Jeanine Prue. In tune with the World Collective Consciousness, bringing possibilities to reality. Chapter 7, Personal Responsibility and the DVR. Understanding you have choices and seeing the potentials in those choices is the first step out of the small town awareness that you live in. Making decisions to choose differently is the next step in taking personal responsibility for your life. There are fields of potentials for you to choose from. You choose which reality to pick as quick and easy as you flip through TV stations. Taking personal responsibility means accepting that you have choices and you are making decisions for your life each and every day. Seems so simple, doesn't it? Ever have DVR guilt? Same goes with choices and potential realities. Each and every day, you choose which TV stations of your life to live, what story you want to play out, and what to do with your day. Sometimes, the decisions are harder as there are more than two or three programs you would love to watch simultaneously. So what do? You DVR them. You put one or two choices on the back burner for later and choose a show or a station to watch. This becomes your reality. If you leave too many options in the DVR, they sit there waiting, draining your energy and focus. What about that dream you had as a kid to be a Peace Corps volunteer, or that invention you made when you were 9 that never came to fruition? What about traveling the world or taking the trip you wanted to take before you had kids? What about the college degree you wanted to get or the job you always dreamed of? Life gets in the way of the realities we'd like to live. We sit with those unfulfilled potentials as we live out the new ones. Sometimes it's best just to clean it all up and start fresh. But what happens if you let go of the dreams you had as a child and just live for today? What would it feel like to let go of other people's dreams for you? Clean them out of your DVR of possible choices. Would you feel guilty? Would you miss it? Life is a series of infinite potentials. There will always be more to do, be, and see than we can ever do, be, or see. The vastness of life is so varied and complex that you will never run out of options. The more you learn, the more there is to know. It is a never-ending journey of discovery. Being okay with the choices you make along the way leads to great personal satisfaction, no matter what happens in the show you are currently living. Oftentimes, we think just because something bad happens, we should have chosen differently. Bad things do happen in this world. It's a natural part of life. Events happen that are not of your choice, but you can choose how to deal with it. Every channel, every show has good and bad. The plot of life would be a pretty boring show if nothing ever happened. Even birth is a traumatic experience filled with pain. Pain is a part of life. No matter what station you choose, there will be pain. There will be loss. There will be sadness. Often we try to make choices to avoid the pain. We try to make choices to make less pain. It's a crucial part of enjoying life. But bad does happen. So what happens to you when something bad happens? You are watching this show, living in this reality, and poof, a tragedy occurs. Something bad happens. What is your reaction? Do you freak out, get mad, and wonder why this happened? Do you change the channel? Do you move to another reality? Do you try to forget this one happened at all? Do you stay in the show, stick it out, and hope for a happy ending? Or do you forget that you chose this station, this reality, and get mad at everyone in the show, even the characters who are only there because you chose them to be? Do you yell, scream, freak out? Do you sink into sadness or depression? Do you wonder why this had all happened to you? Why? 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 Well, let's get more specific. Let's say the bad thing is a loss. It is a loss of a job, a loss of a friendship, a loss of a life. It is a great and sudden loss. Something you loved, needed, appreciated, and enjoyed has been taken away from you. Instant emotion occurs. Emotion based on childhood, on social status, on programming from cultures and mass consciousness, all of it comes to the surface. Grief ensues. All this is perfectly normal. Even if you know it's a show, a reality you chose, you still grieve. Grief is natural. But then what? Then what you choose is critically important as to how you live your life, how your life develops, and how your potentials develop. If you choose to change the channel, to live in denial or detachment or run away, the show remains unfinished. Facing the loss means feeling the pain. Sometimes we don't want to feel the pain, so we live in denial. The storyline is in limbo. The characters continue, but you are not there to witness and to be a part of it. Somehow that show lies there in your DVR, on pause, in limbo, and part of you remains with it. You stay on that station. You don't move on. This is why people need to have funerals. This is why there is a need to see the body. This is what you would call closure. Facing the loss, facing the tragedy, facing the sadness, feeling it, and accepting it, allow for closure. With closure, then, the storyline can end. Then you can choose to begin a new one. People can go mad from open-ended stories. Their lives are forever stuck in the past. They repeat the same thing over and over. Their patterns are repetitious. They cannot move forward fully until they have dealt with the ending of that loss, until they have come to the end of that storyline. This is true for any story, for any movie script or TV show like Reality Choice. Ever notice how even if you think an actual TV show or movie is bad, you must watch it to find out the ending? It is incomplete without an ending. It still sits there, just like the other potentials, waiting to be finished. Having an unfinished story takes an enormous amount of energy. It takes time during the day of your thoughts. It takes time during your dream time to relive it. It can drain you to the point of exhaustion and illness. Avoiding it, repressing it, or pushing it away takes more energy than most people have available. It can lead to illness, even death. We must feel what we lost in order to let it go. We must live our stories out. We must grieve to let go and move on to the next choice, the next story. But let's say you don't repress it. Let's say you blame. You blame the characters in the movie who caused this thing to happen. You blame the movie itself for existing to cause this to happen. You blame the world. You blame yourself. You get caught in a cycle of blame. It's everyone's fault, but no one is doing or can do anything to fix it. You deny moving forward by avoiding the ending. By blaming, you can stay in the story. By blaming, you don't feel the loss. You don't feel the pain. You don't accept it. You don't allow it to be reality. But it is reality. Bad things happen in every story on every station. Blaming gets you stuck. You get stuck in the story. You get stuck in the storyline. You get stuck in the movie, and that reality can become and overtake your whole life. Ever meet people who are 30 years away from a crime, a death, a tragedy, even a presidential race, and are still obsessed with it? Still talking about it? Still blaming the issues and problems of the world on it? They are stuck in that one storyline. People might say they are stuck in the past because they are. If we don't face reality, work through it, grieve it, and let it go, it can become our only story. We never let the story end. We never switch the channel. We never allow ourselves to see other potentials, other programming, other stories. We choose to hang on to that blame, that storyline, and for whatever reason, and remain there today. These people are the greatest impediment to personal and global progress, as they themselves cannot move on. Now let's say you're one of those who sees reality, who knows they have chosen this channel, who knows there are many more channels. and many more options. You know this is a show, a storyline. And then a loss occurs. Someone dies. Someone lives. Someone, maybe you, loses a house, a job, a friend. The grieving begins. You grieve. You are aware that you are grieving. You yell, you cry, you scream. You make it to acceptance, and then you begin to question. What if I had not picked this storyline? What if I had turned left instead of right? What if I had been a better person, paid more attention, loved more, argued less? What if? And suddenly you stop. You push pause. You push rewind. And you begin to live it over and over and over again. And you get stuck. You forget there are more storylines. You forget that this person had choices, has other storylines. You forget about all the potentials and possibilities, and you begin to blame. If only I had, if only he had, if only what? You forget this is a movie. You forget this is a play. You forget you are simply a living character in a book of choices. You forget. And instead of making more choices, instead of finding more possibility in today, instead of changing the channel after finding closure, you sit, pause, rewind, play, pause, rewind, play. Those in the grieving stages, especially after a giant loss, even those most enlightened can get caught in this trap. Pause, rewind, play. What if only? Over and over and over you play the tape. Years can go by and they are still stuck in the one mode, in the one place, on the one show, never to move forward. If this is you or has been you, think, what do you do? What do you do to get unstuck? You press play. That's right. Say goodbye, deal with the feelings, and say goodbye. Press play. See what comes next. Put one foot in front of the other and keep walking. Choose another channel. Choose another mode. Choose another day different than today. Face the fear of change and choose, and on you will go. Soon you will remember how many other potential shows and storylines simultaneously exist with the one you are in now. Suddenly, the loss is bearable because the choices are endless. The storylines are epic. Their lives live on forever, infinitum. You are simply a character in that play. And as you move through the stages of your life, it will become easier to face it, deal with it, grieve it, and press play. Some losses are greater than others. Some events take more time to process. Some shows are epic long mini-series dramas. Some last 8 seasons, 8 years. Some don't make it past the pilot. Life is just a story. Just as any movie or TV show, it is a story. There are plots and characters as in any good play, love stories and tragedies, losses and gains, milestones and memories. All of these are just the story of your life. But they are just a story. Becoming a conscious person means understanding that this is a story, and everyone has their own type of story to tell, to experience, and to live. Being personally responsible for your story means owning it. Own your story. It's your DVR. It's your life. What character are you going to be? What story are you going to tell? Life is a mess of ups and downs and twists and turns. How we deal with them, interact with them, and face these losses and gains defines us as people and defines our lives. You now know you get to choose. What is your choice? Press play and find out.